It's finally time for the mock draft episode. Roll the music. Episode number 10. We've made it, folks. We have made it. We've had a few special edition episodes, so technically if you add those, it's like episode 13. But it doesn't matter, because I didn't title that. As you know, this is episode 10. We've made it. Shout out to Kashner for not dropping this podcast, because, you know, it's kind of sucky. But, you know, hey, we've made it. I appreciate everyone that has listened to this point, whether if this is your first episode or you've listened to all 10 episodes. I'm glad you're here, because it's finally time for the episode I've been talking about the longest. That is the NFL mock draft. We're going to get into it today. We're not going to waste any time. We're going to go ahead and get into it with the first overall pick in the 2021 NFL draft. The Jacksonville Jaguars will be selecting Trevor Lawrence. I don't think that comes to as shock as anybody. Trevor Lawrence, generational type player, maybe in some people's eyes. I don't really see it. We'll see. Is he the savior for Jacksonville? We'll have to find out. With the second pick in the 2021 Isaiah Hoffman off the cuff mock draft, the New York Jets select Zach Wilson. Of course, you know, I don't think there's a surprise here. We've heard about it. They've traded Sam Darnold. We've heard Zach Wilson's the guy. Will Zach Wilson be the savior for New York? No, he probably won't, because they need more weapons. They need to get him some help. We'll soon find out. It's time for the interesting one. Pick number 3. Man, I'm not going to lie. I don't know what I want to do here. I really don't know what I want to do here. They traded up for either Mac Jones or Justin Fields. Ah, this is tough. This is tough. This is tough. The third overall pick in the 2021 off the cuff NFL Isaiah Hoffman mock draft, the San Francisco 49ers will be selecting Mac Jones, quarterback from Alabama. This is why. Look. Kyle Shanahan has a set offense. He doesn't want that to change for some athletic quarterback that's going to run around and ruin his system. He wants a quarterback that's going to stand in the pocket and make the accurate and smart throw. That's why he's going to take Mac Jones. He has a system. That system got him to a Super Bowl. So he's going to take a quarterback that isn't athletic. We're now at number 4 with the Atlanta Falcons. I'm going to waste no time, and I'm going to get right into it with the 4th pick in the off-the-cuff NFL Isaiah Hoffman mock draft. The Atlanta Falcons will be selecting Kyle Pitts. This is a no-brainer when you're Atlanta. You don't need a quarterback. Keep Matt Ryan. He's still good. Get him another weapon in Kyle Pitts, who is arguably the next best tight end in the league, or receiver if they move him to receiver. Kyle Pitts is just an athletic freak, an athletic talent that you can't move on to. The Cincinnati Bengals, I'm going to waste no time with this pick, with the 5th pick in the off-the-cuff NFL Isaiah Hoffman mock draft. The Cincinnati Bengals are going to select Ja'Marr Chase. Joe Burrow wants a receiver. He doesn't want an offensive lineman. You do what your franchise quarterback is asking you to do, and you take what he wants, and what he wants is Ja'Marr Chase. The Miami Dolphins, with the 6th pick, are going to take Penei Sewell from Oregon, the top offensive lineman in this draft. I believe if the Bengals don't take Ja'Marr Chase, they'll take Penei Sewell. And then the Dolphins will follow up by taking Ja'Marr Chase. Or the Falcons will take Ja'Marr Chase. The Bengals will take Kyle Pitts. And then the Dolphins will take Penei. So I think those three players are going to swap around between those three teams in the draft. But that's the order I think it's going to go. With the 7th pick in the off-the-cuff 2021 NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select. Ooh, I don't know. I really don't know. This is an interesting one. I've heard people say, you know, I think they're going to stick with Jared Goff, and I think they will too. With the seventh pick, the Detroit Lions select Devontae Smith, not Jalen Waddle. They're going to go ahead and take Devontae Smith. He's kind of like Kenny Golladay. So this is a great pick when you are the what's-em-call-em, the Detroit Lions. I don't know how I just forgot their name, but hey. Speaking of another animal, with the eighth pick, the Carolina Panthers select. I really don't know where I want to go with this one. I'm going to say they go with Micah Parsons from Penn State to help out that defense. And now we're at the most valuable pick in the draft. With the ninth pick in the 2021 off-the-cuff NFL mock draft, the Denver Broncos select the most hated on quarterback in this draft. We don't accept slander of this player on Hoff the Cuff, ladies and gentlemen. Justin Fields will be a Denver Bronco, no doubt about it. And now it's time for the 10th pick. We're just rocking and rolling today, folks. We're rocking and rolling. If you're mad about my opinion, too bad, we're on to the next pick. You're just going to have to deal with it with the 10th pick in the draft. The next Super Bowl champions, the Dallas Cowboys, select the next best corner in the NFL, Patrick Surtain, whatever you call that last name, the second from Alabama. He's going to be a Dallas Cowboy. We've heard the rumors the Cowboys may want to trade out of that 10th pick. They better not. You take what you need, and what you need is a corner. We're now at the New York Giants. The Giants have been rumored that they want Devontae Smith. Well, I already had Devontae Smith go to Detroit, so they're going to go with the next best receiver on the board. They're going to take Jalen Waddle with the 11th pick. The Philadelphia Eagles. Ooh, this is a tough one. Trey Lance is still on the board. Trey Lance is still on the board. Now, granted, they traded down. Traded down, traded up. I don't know. I kind of forgot. I forgot what their previous pick was before they landed in this spot. They were the sixth pick. I don't know where they're going to go with this pick. I don't think they're going quarterback. I think we're going to have a third receiver in a row. From what I'm looking at, I'm going to go ahead and go with the next best receiver on the board for Minnesota, Rashad Bateman. I think the Eagles need to take a receiver unless they're going to go quarterback. If they're going to go quarterback, then they're going to obviously take Trey Lance. But I think they need to take a receiver. They need to give Jalen Hurts a fair shot and give him his full year. The Los Angeles Chargers are next up on the board. I think they should go with Rashawn Slater, the Northwestern tackle. Get some offensive line. Just bulk up that offensive line for Justin Herbert. This team could definitely be a playoff team this year. The Minnesota Vikings, once again, not really a team I'm very familiar with. So let's go ahead and go with Jace Horn, the corner out of South Carolina. Their secondary isn't the best, so you go ahead and upgrade that secondary. I think that's more of a team, though, that's going to trade out of their pick. Same thing with the team before them, the Chargers. I think both of them could trade out of that pick for a team that wants to move up in the draft. We're now at one of the most interesting picks in the first round. At pick number 15, the New England Patriots will select Trey Lance. I think they're going to take any quarterback that's left on the board. Now, unless Trey Lance goes earlier and then all the quarterbacks are off the board, I think they wait and get a Sam Ellinger or a Kellen Mond from Texas A&M, or is it Mississippi State? I can't remember. I don't know why I can't remember, but I feel like they'll just wait. But if Trey Lance or Fields falls down to him, or Mac Jones, whoever falls down to him, I think they're going to take him, no doubt about it. Maybe not Mac Jones. We all saw Belichick's reaction at his pro day. Probably not Mac Jones. Arizona Cardinals! I wish Kyle Pitts was here so they could still take him. Looking at their team needs, they do need a D lineman. So we're going to go with Barmore from Alabama, the D lineman. They're going to go ahead and go with him. The Las Vegas Raiders, I think, are going to go with Christian Darrisaw from Virginia Tech. Their biggest need is a tackle. Another team that needs a tackle is a team that's now on the board, the Miami Dolphins, and they're going to go with Elijah Vera Tucker. I definitely got that wrong. I totally got that wrong, but that is their biggest need. We're now at pick 19, and at pick 19, we have the Washington football team. I don't think there's a quarterback worthy of going this early. I think the next best quarterback is Kyle Trask, right? I believe it is Kyle Trask. I'm going to go ahead and take a look here. Yeah, Kyle Trask, then David Mills, then Kellen Mond, then Jamie Newman, then Shane Boucher, Philippe Frank, Sam Ellinger, and then the last quarterback is Ian Brooke. Jesus, there's a lot of quarterbacks in this draft. Yeah, I don't think Kyle Trask is going to go this early, but a quarterback I could see going up higher than going past David Mills. A lot of people are calling him the steal of the draft, so you know what? I'm going to put him here at pick 19 with Washington. Kellen Mond from Texas A&M, the quarterback from Texas A&M. I think he's projected like second or third round, but could get into the late first depending on what teams want a quarterback. I think this is a great fit for the Washington football team. I think he could fit Rivera's system. I think this would be a very good pick for Washington. The Chicago Bears are on the board. I don't even know. I'm going to be honest with you. I really don't know. I don't think any of these quarterbacks would work in Chicago, at least with the ones left on the board. But I also don't think they need to take a tackle. I don't think they need a guard. There's not anyone good here for them to take at that moment. There is a decent wide receiver. You have Elijah Moore from Mississippi, a.k.a. Ole Miss. And then you also have Greg Newsome II from Northwestern. They could go with any of those two because they do need those. I'm going to go ahead and say they do go with Elijah Moore. Pair somebody up there with Allen Robinson. Give Andy Dalton more weapons to throw with. And who knows, they may take David Stills from Stanford in the second or third round. The Indianapolis Colts are on the board. They need a wide receiver, it seems like, as their top need, but they also need a tackle and an edge rusher. They need an edge rusher. I think we know where they're going with this one if he's still on the board at this point. I don't think he will. But with the next pick in the Off the Cuff mock draft episode, the Indianapolis Colts will select the best edge rusher on the board, Kwity Paye from Michigan. They're going to go ahead and take him instead of taking Rondale Moore, the Purdue wide receiver. The Tennessee Titans are on the board with this next pick. They need a corner, so I'm going to go ahead and say they take Greg Newsome II from Northwestern. Caleb Farley still on the board. The Jets are next on the board. They just took their quarterback of the future with the second pick earlier on in this draft. Not a guard on the board, so I don't think they're going to go there. There's not a good guard on the board. Don't want to reach, especially when you can just get a guard that you want in the second round. So I'm going to go ahead and say they go for need here, and you take the best available player on the board. In my opinion, when I look at the rest of the top prospects, take Caleb Farley from Virginia Tech. Get you a corner. That is one of your biggest needs. The Steelers are on the board. It's time to reach a little bit. I think the Steelers are going to go with Kyle Trask in the first round. Maybe I'm just a little quarterback biased, which I think that's the case with this pick. But look, let's be honest. Who is going to replace Ben Roethlisberger? You think Mason Rudolph is going to replace Ben Roethlisberger? You think Dwayne Haskins is going to replace Ben Roethlisberger? No. No, he won't. Sorry. Up next, we have the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think they're going to go with Trevon Moehring with this pick from TCU. I'm botching these names. I apologize if anyone's listening that knows these players personally, but I'm just struggling with these names. The Browns, I think they're just going to keep stacking up that defense. They're going to go with the edge rusher from Miami. I think they go with Jalen Phillips. Jeremiah, oh gosh, I'm not even going to try and pronounce it. If you're a Notre Dame fan, you know who I'm referring to. I don't think they're going to go with him in this situation. I think they're going to go with the edge rusher because, I mean, you have Myles Garrett. You just got Clowney. I don't think there's really a need there. The Baltimore Ravens, Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say they go with Terrace Marshall Jr., the wide receiver from LSU. The Saints, if Kyle Trask was here, I think they would go with Kyle Trask. But if they're not here, I'd expect them maybe to trade out of this pick. I'm going to go and say they do take the Notre Dame native. They're going to go with Jeremiah. I'm not even going to try it. All right? I'm not even going to try it. We've got the Green Bay Packers, or as I like to call them, they don't like to get past the NFC Championship. I don't know why Colin is a fan of this team. They need a wide receiver. They need a linebacker. They need a corner. There is a corner on the board. This is interesting. Let's go ahead and say they finally give Aaron Rodgers what he wants. They better not take a quarterback like they did last year. I think they go with Rondale Moore from Purdue. Next up, we have the Buffalo Bills. They need an edge rusher. Jason Away from Penn State will go there. We then have the 31st pick with the Chiefs. I really expect the Chiefs or the Buccaneers to probably trade out of here. But if not, Walker Little from Stanford, they need an offensive lineman. The Super Bowl is a clear sign that they need somebody to help them out with an offensive lineman. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I think they're just going to trade out of here. But if they're really going to go with someone to help out their secondary, it says they need a safety. So let's go ahead and go with Elijah Molden. Grading our draft, let's go ahead and look at the draft grades that I got here. With the first pick, I got an A-plus with Trevor Lawrence. I got an A-plus for Zach Wilson. A-plus for Mac Jones. I got an A for Kyle Pitts going to Atlanta. An A for Ja'Marr Chase going to Cincinnati. An A for Penei Sewell going to Miami. An A for Devontae Smith going to Detroit. I got a B-plus for Parsons going to the Panthers. I'm not really confident on that pick. We'll see. I really think they may take Justin Fields there, but you just got Sam Darnold, so I don't see why you would. I got an A-plus for Justin Fields going to Denver. Please let that happen. Please let that happen. John Elway, please take Justin Fields if he's there. Drew Lock is not the answer. We all know he's not. I got a B-plus for Patrick Surtain. A little shocked by that. Maybe if I would have took Farley, that would have changed a little bit. I got an A for Jalen Waddle to the Giants and a minus for Rashad Bateman going to Philadelphia. Got an A-plus for Rashawn Slater going to the Chargers. Hey, look at that. Got an A for Jace Horn going to the Minnesota Vikings. I got an A-plus for Trey Lance going to the Patriots. Got an A-plus again for Christian Barmore going to Alabama. I got an A for Christian Darrisaw going to the Raiders. An A-minus for Asia Vera Tucker going to the Dolphins. I got a D-plus for Kellen Mond going to the Washington football team. Not really surprised. I don't think they're going to do it. Actually, I could see them doing it because, honestly, I would want an athletic quarterback. I would take Kellen Mond, honestly, if I had no choice. If I had to pick between Kyle Trask and Kellen Mond, I'm going to take Kellen Mond. I got an A for Elijah Moore to the Bears. I got an A-minus for Kwity Paye going to the Colts. I got an A for Greg Newsom, the second, going to Tennessee. I almost said going to Northwestern. I got an A for Caleb Farley going to the Jets. A B-plus for Kyle Trask going to the Steelers. I got an A-plus for Trevin Morin going to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I got an A-minus for Jalen Phillips going to the Browns. I really think they're going to go with Jeremiah from Notre Dame, but instead I went with Jalen Phillips. I'll probably have those two switch, but I'm going to keep it as is for now. Terrence Marshall Jr., I got an A-minus for him heading to the Ravens. Jeremiah, who I'd go to the Saints, I'm going to go with an A. I'll try and pronounce it right here. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa. I don't know. I really don't know. I apologize for not getting his name right. I'm just horrible with names. Rondale Moore from Purdue, I got an A-minus for him heading to the Packers. Jason Away, I got an A-minus for him heading to Buffalo. An A-minus for Walker Little going to the Chiefs. I got an A-minus for that. I don't know why. I just had a dumb moment there, like a silent moment. And then I have Elijah Molden. Got an A-minus for him heading to Tampa. I think I did a pretty good job. Let me know what you think. I know I'll definitely have some responses from the family on what they thought about this draft. My mom probably not going to be too happy with that quarterback pick. She's a Washington football team fan. I know, right? Ew. The Washington football team? I'm excited to see, though, what the rest of the family thinks. They're mainly Colts fans. I wonder what they think about that linebacker pick. I think, I forgot what, shout out to my stepdad, Jason. I think he wants an offensive lineman, but I just think, you know, unless they're not the top offensive lineman in the draft, you can really wait to get one in the second round, especially that late in the draft. They have, what, the 21st pick? They can wait until the second or third round to do that. So I don't think they have a second round pick. I think they do. Or I'm thinking of last year. I don't know. I think the Colts have this, their second and third round pick, if I'm correct. Or I think they traded it. They traded this year's second rounder or third rounder to Philly, right? I don't know. I can't think of it off the top of my head. Should be a good draft. The draft is next Thursday. Make sure you do check it out. I'm so excited. I love the NFL draft. I love the NBA draft. I love the draft and free agency more than the season itself. I always have. And I can't wait to sit down on my couch, scream when there's a trade, scream when there's a good draft pick, scream when there's a shock draft pick. I can't wait to do it all. And the best part, I get to watch Pat McAfee's live draft reaction show while watching the draft. So it's going to be good. Make sure you listen to this episode before next Thursday. Can't wait for the draft. Hope you watch it too. And I hope you keep listening to Off the Cuff. I will see you guys very, very soon for a, I believe, F1 special edition episode. I'll have Roman, Joe Jackson, and Colin Echols back on for that one. And then I really don't know what's up next after that. You're just going to have to stay tuned to find out. Thank you for listening. I will see you guys for the next episode of Off the Cuff.